This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, September 19th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. When ISIS took over Mosul, Iraq in 2014, displacing almost all the Christians living there, a woman named Shlama never doubted that the Church of Jesus Christ would survive. According to Open Doors, she said, quote, "For the church, ISIS was a wake-up call for their faith. Being a Christian does not mean an easy life. Jesus does not promise us an easy life. He promised to be with us." You know, times of persecution always mean times of an increase of the grace and mercy of God, unquote. Shlama also said, quote, "I heard people from different churches saying that they want to stay in the country and reach Muslims," unquote. This Iraqi Christian woman's faith is described perfectly in Hebrews 11:1. "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." Hurricane Maria poses a significant threat to Irma-devastated areas in the Northern Caribbean into midweek, reports AccuWeather. Last night, Maria strengthened into a Category 5 hurricane with winds greater than 157 miles per hour as it approaches Puerto Rico. Maria will be the third tropical system to impact the area in 2 weeks, following major hurricanes Irma and Jose during the first week of September. A vocal group of 50 illegal youths drowned out House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi yesterday at a news conference in San Francisco, where she was calling for the immediate passage of the DREAM Act, reports CBS. Pelosi began her speech by honoring the Dreamers.
"They are our VIPs. They're our purpose."
But then a group stormed in chanting, carrying a large banner and individual signs.
"We are immigrant youth!
We are
Many of the demonstrators carried signs reading, quote, "Democrats are deporters," unquote. Pelosi unsuccessfully attempted to calm down the chanting students.
"No, I want to ask. No, you've asked questions. You have spoken.
Can we have a second, please?"
They let her speak for just a moment.
"It's beautiful to our ears to hear your protection, your self-dignity."
But when they interrupted her again, she began shouting into the microphone.
"Sending a message to our parents that this fight will be won with 11 million people in the streets."
Moments later, she was forced to leave the news conference. When asked for her reaction upon her exit, Pelosi said this.
"The fact is they're arguing against the DREAM Act, but directing their anger at Democrats is so ridiculous."
James O'Keefe of Project Veritas is known nationally for his exposés of Acorn and Battleground Texas, among others. Most recently, O'Keefe exposed numerous CNN staffers who admitted in undercover video that they do not believe the Russian interference narrative the network has pushed since Donald Trump became president. Now he appears to have the New York Times in his crosshairs.
"In the coming weeks, you're going to see one of the biggest investigations this organization has ever done. It's aimed at the media. We're going after their holy grail. We have tripled our journalists in the field. It's going to be big. People in the media probably going to lose their jobs and be exposed for what they are. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Fireworks are coming."
Breitbart reports that food stamp usage has declined every month since President Trump took office in January, dropping by more than 1.3 million, according to the latest U.S. Department of Agriculture statistics. The 2 months where food stamp participation dropped the most can be attributed to states that started re-implementing work requirements to receive food stamps around that time. The president also called for states to expand work requirements for able-bodied adults receiving food stamps if they have not already done so. 2 Thessalonians 3:10 says, "The one who is unwilling to work shall not eat." And finally, when Jordan Norwood announced his retirement from the NFL last week, he wrote a lengthy essay about his relationship with God and the lessons he learned about humility after struggling with pride throughout his career, reports the Christian Post. Norwood, 30, spent 8 seasons in the NFL and won his first Super Bowl ring with the Denver Broncos last year. While the wide receiver and punter has been vocal about his relationship with God, he is now reflecting on his struggles with pride. Norwood confessed that, quote, "My NFL career has been an endless cycle of pride to humility and humility to pride. I can only hope that the periods of pride continue to be shorter, fewer, and further apart as I get closer and closer to Jesus," unquote. Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, September 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.